within a short span of time recently, as you know, damped at Cambridge, lost two illustrious colleagues. George lived a full life. David, as you know, was plucked away much too soon, making it a tragedy. We've all been touched by George and David because of the journal they ran so well or through their own research work and writings. Their impact has often been more direct and personal to some. Their spirit transcends Cambridge, and the loss is thus ours to share. It is collective. The population of fluid dynamicists and turbulence people here at ITP is transient, so it was unclear to us how best we could pay our respect to these departed colleagues. When I approached David Gross, the director of the Institute, with a proposal to hold these lectures, he was spontaneously supportive. When I asked around whether this was an appropriate thing for us to do here, everyone agreed to a person and offered strong encouragement. When I asked Keith Moffett and Grisha Barenblatt to present these lectures, they were generously gracious, so here we are. I will not say much about George or David. Others will have things to say, and the eloquent obituaries have already been written, and more will be said, I'm sure. The speakers today themselves will probably add to this. But I would like to say a few words about the connections between Keith and George on the one hand, and Grisha and David on the other. The association between Keith and George goes back, I don't know, 40 years. And through all these years, they held each other in extreme personal regard and fondness. George, never one to heap excessive praise on people, made no secret of his admiration for Keith. They shared many interests and worked on the same goals for a very long time. No other person knows George better. And this picture here, which some of you have seen, I think says much more than I can say in words. So very, very fortunate, Keith, to have you here give this memorial lecture. Grisha's connection with David is more recent and also much more intense, beginning with his term as the G.I. Taylor professor at DAMPT, where David was the head of the department at the time. I know from conversations with both Grisha and David that they liked each other immensely, and Grisha, I know, was intensely concerned when David's cancer became known. We are thus very fortunate again to have Grisha present the David Crichton lecture. To both Keith and Grisha, needless to say, I am very grateful. To David Gross, I am thankful for the support. To all of you, I am very thankful for the participation. I especially appreciate the attendance of those people from outside of ITP, from different departments here in UCSB, Stanford, Berkeley, Caltech, USC, UCLA, and UC San Diego. I will not name any of them, but I will make one exception, that is Philip Safman. Philip, like Keith, was one of George's star students and occupies a place among us at the very top of the subject. And our collective presence here is a measure of the affection with which we hold or held George and David. Many others who are not here and could not be here have sent messages regretting their inability to be here. And George and David are surely gone, but their spirit will live on with us, and it deserves to be. So I'll now pass the thing on to Ellen Zoibel.